Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Oh, man. What's tough there, Kansas City?
Oh.
Anyways, we're in the pick 'em segment here. Jay Foreman, DP Austin. Second segment, old school on this Thursday. Big game tonight, Syracuse. I think they're 5-1 at Pittsburgh, number 19, on ESPN 630. Two teams that you didn't think were going to have a good season. First year coach against Pitt's coach and Narduzzi, who was on the hot seat beginning of the season. Obviously, is right at the ship. And 5.5 point favorites at home. Should be a high scoring game with the over under is 63 points, pretty much. Who you guys like?
The most losable game for this undefeated Pitt team. And because of Kennesaw State, I happen to think this is a weekend. The next two weekends are where those zeros have to go. And this is one of those where the zero should go. This is one where the zero should go. It'll be high scoring. This will be a 34-31 brawl backdoor. You know, this is folks that know each other. They're familiar. Can't really stop each other. They're just trying to slow them down. And I fully imagine that this one goes to the final field goal and that Syracuse sends the folks at Pittsburgh home sad.
Austin?
Hey, Syracuse is 5-1, right? Like, on the low. It's not like Syracuse is some mighty underdog. Syracuse is kind of balling this year. It's close. The last couple weeks haven't exactly been confidence-inspiring from Pitt, right? They found ways to win the game, and that matters. But if I'm going to loop in the eye test, it's going to be close. Give me Kyle McCord late touchdown to win it.
Yeah, that thing is a Syracuse sweep. I'm going Syracuse. I like what they're doing. I like their coach, and McCord is playing lights out. And good on him because he's back home where he's from. The next game, I think, is probably one of the most interesting games of the weekend. Boise State, with their excellent offense and so-so defense, on the road at UNLV. UNLV obviously dropped one, but they are defense heavy. And Barry Odom is not going to let my man come in there and run for 200 yards. I'm going to start it off. I'm going to pick. I like old boy, though. He cold-blooded. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go UNLV at the crib, 9:30. They're going to be fully turned up down there in Vegas.
This is another 60-plus game. Yeah. Right? And to feel comfortable that folks are going to put up points in bunches and then figure out how you're going to finish the game. The reality is, if Boise gets up early, they win. if UNLV gets up early and pulls Boise away from the run game, UNLV wins. We just don't know until the game is played out. But it's another one of those 34-30, 37-34. I'm going to say Boise State just because I think they figure out how to get the run game going and get ahead.
Austin?
Yeah, UNLV is very comfortable in this style of game. Their last three results, 44-41, their loss to Syracuse that knocked them out of the AP poll. 50-34 in Logan, Utah, against Utah State. And then they went on the road to Oregon State and won that one 33-25. So a game in this range, I think, favors UNLV. Boise's defense on the low, pretty good, though.
Yeah.
UNLV's quarterback, Haj Malik Williams, obviously their leading passer, but also their leading rusher.
Right.
I think Boise finds a way to take away one of those aspects, makes UNLV a little single-dimensional more than they want to be. But playing one-dimensional is more where Boise State's comfortable, right? Jenny goes for 150, a couple tutties. I got the Bronx.
Are they at the big stadium? Are they at the mothership?
Yeah, that's where they play.
They're at the spaceship.
Yeah.
They're not playing on campus.
Allegiant Stadium.
Yeah, that's a little, all that darkness. yeah, it's a little different.
I'm going UNLV. I think Barry Odom's going to have a good defensive plan. Here's the game right here, DP. This is it, man. If there could ever be a contrast of teams and contrast of rosters, BYU Cougars, your number 11 BYU Cougars from Provo, Utah, are going to play at UCF. They're in Orlando, Central Florida. UCF is favored. Ooh. Right? Isn't that what that says, Austin?
What time's the game?
2:30.
Let me scroll.
But
yeah, UCF by a deuce.
So pretty much.
Nah, dog.
Who you going with?
Nah, dog. I'm taking the Cougs.
You going
taking Cougars? The Cougs, man. Listen.
I knew it. That's why I went. You know DP Utah, but
Nah, dog. Hey, listen. I will cheer next week when Utah puts ends the O for BYU. But come on, dog. UCF? No, I don't see it. I don't see them being able to put up enough points. BYU scores in too many ways, too many fashions for UCF. So
they don't respect BYU though.
Yeah,
UCF is 3-4.
They better what's that? You're gonna learn.
Who you got, Austin?
UCF is desperate. Like you said, 3-4. But man, they've lost their last four. Blown out by Colorado. Double-digit loss on the road at Florida. Tight loss to Cincinnati, and then they blew it. They blew it in Ames against Iowa State. This is a team that might be, you know, should be in the 4-3 or 5-2 range. One possession goes their way, but it's not. This is a desperate team. I don't think they get it done, though. I think it's weird that they're favorite. I'll take the Cougs on.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Hey, he had the build-up, didn't he?
Yeah, I don't understand how they're favored.
Because they don't respect they don't respect BYU.
Oh man,
BYU and Iowa State had the same game last weekend.
I'm gonna pick BYU because all their average, you know, age on their roster is about 27, and they'll be mature enough to go down there and handle business. I just think they're better coached, and I think that was a wake up call last week. It was a great game, but last week, I think BYU is gonna pull it out. Here's the other game right here. This is the game right here. Is a season-defining game. I cannot believe this team is number 3. Penn State, James Franklin, fresh off of beating USC, on the road at Wisconsin. Somehow Wisconsin is found their mojo offensively. Obviously beat the brakes off of Rutgers. 6:30, jump around Central up there. Penn State is favored by 7 points.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone.
With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You don't like it?
I always wait for Penn State to Penn State.
I think they do. I just think it's next week.
Well, they're going to take
LA. This is trap game. This is trap game territory for them.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is Wisconsin season.
Yeah. Who are you picking? Austin?
Penn State wins, Badgers cover.
Whew. I'm picking the Badgers.
Woo! Wisconsin only a half game back at Penn State in the league standings. Then Badgers 3-1 in conference.
Yeah, I'm picking the Badgers. They found their
defense. This would be for the old West. Austin, do you want Penn State undefeated going into next week?
I do.
Right.
I very much do.
Right.
Why?
Right.
Because then we can laugh at them when they face plant, when they have the perfect opportunity. Right. Penn State is set up in the perfect position for them. Ohio State already has a loss. All Penn State has to do is beat Ohio State next week, and they're good. But they're not going to. So to soak in the saltier tears, you need Penn State to beat Wisconsin and then do the Penn State thing, fall flat on their face again against Ohio State.
And Penn State has some distraction. So you know that the folks at Camp Randall will have signage and voice.
You think James Franklin gets distracted? That was a smooth walk-off.
How about that?
He looked at it, heard the question. Lunch didn't even have to go in the microwave. You go right over there.
Like, he avoided that pretty well. He El Toro'd the bull pretty well. Like, he went through and said, listen, university already made a statement on it. Try once, try twice, try three times. It doesn't really matter. That's going to be my answer and response. I think they're good enough, even with the distraction. Yeah, it'll make a closer game. But I think they're good enough to beat Wisconsin. I kind of like the idea of having Wisconsin go into a tailspin more than I need Penn State.
Yeah, for us. Yeah, yep. For sure. Yeah, yep. we need to keep that. We got to keep their confidence low.
Yep.
One more game before the break.
I was going to say, when you said the difference of rosters, styles of play, I thought you were going Rutgers USC. That's a fascinating one for me tomorrow.
Rutgers
night.
USC
is a 2-touchdown favorite.
Yeah, it is difference in rosters, but I was going for a different reason. When you look at BYU sideline and you look at UCF sideline, it's
not
two different.
Not
the same.
All right, one more game, which is probably the most pressure game. Pick.
You're talking about the cheerleaders. And no, I was like, no,
I'm talking about them dudes over there. Don't look like the ones over here. You know?
Entirely different weekends. Yeah.
LSU at Texas A&M. Mm. This is a playoff game right here. This is it.
This is the eliminator.
Yeah.
LSU, don't you love it? Don't you love it?
At Texas A&M.
85 degrees.
Even is the line.
At night.
Who are you picking?
Austin.
I'm going LSU.
Austin.
I'm just going to go LSU. I just think LSU has too much firepower on offense, and they're starting to play really good defense. If you guys haven't had a chance, they got a linebacker number 4. His name is Weeks. Hey, he's straight from the boot or wherever down there in New Orleans. He's acting a fool right now. I think LSU goes in there and upsets him.
I think this is a really good spot for LSU to be in. If you look at A&M right now, coming off a tight win over Mississippi State, they got LSU, they got South Carolina bye week, New Mexico State, Auburn, and Texas left at the end of the regular season. The reason I like this game in this spot for LSU, they handle business on the road at Arkansas. You get to stay on the road. You know what it takes after that week. You get to empty the tank this week because you have a bye week And then you get to focus on Alabama. If there's Alabama coming right up next, we know the stakes in that game. But I think LSU has a great chance to stay on the road, to stay focused, again, knowing what it takes to empty the clip, empty the chamber against Texas A&M, take that bye week, get focused for Bama then. So sure, I'll roll with the Tigers.
Only because it is at Kyle Field. That, like, in a pick'em situation, it's Kyle Field. 6:30 Saturday night. 85 degrees. I'm the tight sphincters belong on the LSU sideline, not on the A&M sideline. And I think that's why I'm leaning A&M.
Mm. I'm going to change one of my picks. I'm going to go Penn State. Mm. I had a change of heart.
Mm.
I had a change of heart. I started thinking about it. Penn State's defense is too good for the Wisconsin offense.
I want Wisconsin in a tailspin.
All right, Austin, since you wanted it here, USC, Rutgers, who you got?
I think USC wins because it's so late at night, but Rutgers covers, right? Rutgers plays the type of style that will give Ohio State, or not USC, sorry, fits. Think about USC's loss to Michigan. Similar. Think about USC's loss to Minnesota. Similar. Now, USC being at home, I think they pull through. I think Rutgers makes it uncomfortable, right? We talked about Ohio State in the first segment of the show. They get uncomfortable. USC is already there, right? USC is beyond that point. We know Lincoln Riley panics. We know that he wants style points. He's not going to be able to get him against Rutgers, but he's going to try for him.
I think Maryland's second half has a hangover. And I think Rutgers is perfectly good with turning a Friday night Coliseum crowd against USC. Like, to watch, again, it's that same thing with...
You don't think the travel affects Rutgers?
No. No, I think they kind of dig it.
They probably need to get out of
Jersey. I think they kind of dig it, right? That you left New Jersey and you're in Hollywood for an extra day. I think the idea, and then watching them fumble a loss against Maryland, Rutgers 100 believes is better than Maryland. And if they couldn't stop Maryland, they sure can't stop us. And their minds with the best running back in Big Ten.
So. But I think USC dodges a bullet too, because they will be coming off the heels of the World Series. So people are going to be more elated by or upset by the Dodgers than anything that happens in the Coliseum.
I'm going to pick USC, but it's going to be a tough game.
Okay.
Rutgers is always going to be tough. And I could guarantee you they ain't going to give up 40 like they did last week.
Oof.
Yeah. So they,
oof.
USC, they're going to need some Epsom salt. Anyways, that's our picks. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, quick break. Then we're going to put a bow on this bad boy and turn it over to WTF. But before we do that, it's a quick break. We'll be right back.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.